Blog Talk Radio.
Frank Williams Show, and I am your host,
Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in. Those who are listening, thanks to those who are listening via cell phone or landline, and thanks to those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's topic if you'd like. Okay? Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. But if any even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concern. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, guys, thanks for tuning in and welcome to the show. Now, let's see, before we get into the show, let's go ahead and do our weather, because it's hot in the ATL. Right now at 10 in the morning, it's 82 degrees. It's 82 right now in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 95 today. Now, it seems like from 10 in the morning to like 1 or 2 in the afternoon, the temperature would go up more than like 13 degrees. But I guess, you know, that's just it. It's sort of never down at this time of year, in the summer, in July and August in Georgia. It's hot. Okay, and when you think about it, you know, it probably never gets below 78 or something like that. It's 70, in the high 70s at night. And, you know, when you come outside at night, it's just like, bam. It, you know, if you come out of the air conditioning and come out to the air, it's like, you know, humid, thick air that you're walking through. You know, and that's how it feels. No rain in sight until Saturday, it looks like, but who knows about that? They said no rain until Friday on yesterday, but well, we got some rain last night. Okay, but take care of yourselves, guys. Stay hydrated, drink plenty of water, and if you do have to, if you do have an outside job, an outdoors job, please keep yourself hydrated and try to stay as cool as you possibly can. Today's word of the day is innocuous. Innocuous. Innocuous is an adjective, and it means producing no injury, harmless. The second definition is not likely to give offense. Not likely to arouse strong feelings, or not likely to give hostility, inoffensive, or insipid. Okay, the definition of innocuous, harmless. He's innocuous. He's harmless. Okay. You know, I remember a while back when I was in college, I came home one weekend and a friend of mine took me by his friend's place, and he lived in some apartments like in Riverdale. And we went there and we got out of the car and knocked on the door and we went inside, and he had a giant pit bull. Their dog, a pit bull, okay? Now, I'm not afraid of dogs. I'm a dog lover. But a pit bull have been known to attack people. Pit bulls have been known to, you know, get after you, right? And when you see a big pit bull like this, you're like, chow, this dude might bite me. And, you know, my friend's friend always said, he didn't say innocuous, but that's what he meant. He said he's harmless. He won't bite nobody. I try to get him, you know, aroused, but he didn't like that. Okay. So, but you know, you watch him. I watched him the whole time, but he was a good dog. All right. So, the meaning of innocuous, harmless. Okay. So, before we get into today's show, I wanted to say a couple of things about our President Obama. This is last like year in office. He got like another year in office till next November. And, you know, a lot of people are saying a lot of things about him. And Obama has done a lot of things since he's been in office these past 7 years. A lot of people say, what has he done? What has he done? Well, he's done a lot. He's done a hell of a lot. And if he hasn't, if he hadn't, you wouldn't be talking about it. No one would be talking about it if he hadn't done anything. Okay? He's probably arguably the best president we've ever had. And he's done more things in office than anyone else has in my lifetime as being president of the United States. So y'all got to get off his back because he's done more than anyone else. Okay? He's helped the American people. He came in when the housing crisis was at its peak. And he shut that thing down. He helped credit cards. He also gave millions of Americans their health insurance. So guys, get off of Obama and start to look at your next president. All right. Now 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's topic, which is get her to your place, put something in her drink, then take what you want. All right, so I want to kind of discuss the aftermath Mr. Cosby did to these unsuspecting women that are now in the news and saying that he may be a serial sex addict. Okay? And so, for me, you know, I didn't believe the hype. Okay? I always say, well, you know, when accusations come out about people, I always say, well, we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see how things play out. Okay? When Tiger Woods got into that trouble with his wife, with all these women names in his phone and all this stuff, and she chased him down the road with a baseball bat, wrecked his car, all this stuff. All this stuff fell out about Tiger Woods. When that happened, I told my wife, I said, watch now. Watch this. Let's see if this may be the downfall of Tiger Woods. Let's see if this is going to be the downfall of Tiger Woods. And Tiger Woods hadn't been the same since. I don't know how many years it's been now since the incident. But he has not been the same since that incident. That shook him. That rattled him. I don't think he'll ever be the same. They were talking about him breaking all these records and all this stuff on Jack Nicklaus. Well, he got close. But I don't think he's going to make it. okay? I think he's going to retire before he can break some records. Because he hates losing, and he's losing. All right? Now, the way I want to correlate that with Cosby, with Bill Cosby. Now, I know that his Bill Cosby show has been off the air for a while. They used to run, you know, reruns of that, but no more, right? Because of what's going on in the news today. But is this the downfall of Bill Cosby? Yeah, they want his money and all this stuff, you know. That's what they want. That's what these women want. And they're talking about wanting him to put $100 million in some kind of fund for these women. $100 million. Now, I believe that he's worth $100 million, more than $100 million. But, you know, does he have $100 million sitting around, sitting in the bank? You know, your net worth is not what you got in cash. Your net worth is things you own, all this, and your cash. It's all the assets that you own. That's what your net worth is about. Okay, it's not just the cash that you have. But it's the things that you own, all that accumulation, okay? So, is this the downfall of Bill Cosby? And I believe it is, because now we found out that he admitted to giving these women quaaludes. I mean, you know, when I was coming up, when we heard about quaaludes was, I thought, would get you going with, the opposite, not get you going, but slow you down, have you kind of tripping, right? What Bill Cosby was doing, he'd get these women to his office, and I guess they were looking to get into show business or whatever. He get these women to his office. Now this is my opinion. I don't know if this the way it happened, but this is my opinion. I think he get these women to his office, tell them that he can be an influence in their career and get them started into the business or whatever. Hey, let's have a little drink and kind of, do you drink? You know, you want something? I'm going to have a little something. Of course, if you're sitting in the presence of someone like Bill Cosby and he offers you water, a drink, a piece of pie, a biscuit, whatever, don't turn it down. Don't turn it down. My mom used to always say, when you go to someone's house and they offer you something to eat or something to drink or whatever, you take it, okay? You accept it, all right? So now Mr. Cosby offering you something to drink, something to eat, whatever, you say, okay, yeah, sure, that's fine. And you don't know. And that's why I say unsuspecting women, because they're not suspecting that Bill Cosby going to put something in their drink. Of course not. But he using quaaludes and put them in their drink to get them to where he wants them to be. And he put a little quaalude in their drink or whatever, and they drink it. Then, 15, 20 minutes later, they start feeling some type of weight. And the next thing you know, the the lady, young lady, wake up later, and you know, she didn't one of her, you know, one of her draw legs are out. What happened to my penny? You know what I'm saying? And I don't know how it happened, what happened, or whatever. Who knows? It's just my opinion. So she wake up later, and she just got on, she just, you know, her panties just on one leg. And she doesn't know what happened. Okay? And I think, I don't know, of course, because I'm not a woman, but I don't know how women, I know women can feel when they've been penetrated. Okay? And women know when they've been penetrated. So, my deal is that, okay, I don't know what happened, but I know I'm feeling some type of way down there. Okay? So, if that's the deal, I need to, you know, what happened, Mr. Cosby, what happened? I don't know. I guess you had a little bit too much to drink and kind of passed out. But I went about my business. I let you sleep. No, I wanted you to sleep it off. You can go home now. I'll be in touch. Okay, so if it happened that way, and it happened to a lot of women, we're looking at, I think right now it's like 20-something women, 23 women or something like that. But you wait 20 years before something comes out about this. Now, what made it happen? What made this happen after 23 years? What made one woman come out and say that Bill Cosby took what he wanted from her and gave her drugs in order to do it? What made that one woman come out and say that? Because I think that she knew that she had been taken. But I think that she had an idea that she had been taken. And I think these women are corroborating and trying to figure out if he gave them drugs. So, yeah, okay. Now he admit to giving them Quaaludes or using Quaaludes to get them to that state of mind, right? He settled with some of the women for an undisclosed amount of money out of court. Right? To me, that's admitting guilt. Okay? That's admitting guilt. That's admitting that, and he said it, that he used the Quaaludes for these women. But I mean, man, why do that? I mean, you Bill Cosby. You got millions of dollars in the bank. You got a serious career going forward. You know, I'm saying that at that time. You got a serious career going forward. You got millions of dollars in the bank. I mean, why the hell would you want to drug a woman to get what you want from her? To get physical with her. And, I said to get between her legs. Why would you do that? If you got millions of dollars, why not give a few hundred dollars, $1,000 or $2,000? Well, I don't know what these, you know, high-line escorts cost. Okay? Why not take you a few thousand dollars and do that? I mean, if you just if that's what you're wanting, if you're just wanting some sex, okay? So obviously you didn't already know these women, so you don't even know these women that are selling their body. Okay? You don't know these women that are selling their body. So why not just pay them? And they're willingly, you don't have to give them quaaludes. They'll willingly come over and give you sex. They'll do, I guess, whatever you want. I mean, if I'm gonna pay you $5,000 for a date, yeah, you're gonna give me whatever I want, right? So why not do that? I don't believe that I need to give a woman some drugs, have her out of her mind, and take what I want. I mean, what's the fun in that? How you getting off on that? She just laying there, all loosey goosey. Ah, what you doing, man? What are you doing? She probably doesn't have any control of herself. She's out of her mind. Why would you want to have sex with a woman like that? That's drugged up. Then you might as well go buy you one of them blow-up dolls. I heard they got them dolls that now, they're upwards of $4,000 or $5,000 for these dolls. I saw a show with a guy that makes these dolls, and he makes these dolls, and these dolls supposedly feel like a woman. The breasts and everything feel like a woman. And she's got a vagina just like a woman. So why don't you just get you a doll? If you gotta drug your women to have sex with them, that's just like having a doll. She's not there. The doll doesn't have any feelings or nothing. Just get you a doll, man. Now you gotta pay out millions of dollars because you drug these women to look like dolls. You drug these women to be like dolls. You can do anything you want with them. Then you got to pay out millions. When you could have paid $5,000 when you're a doll, you could have called a guy and said, "Hey, this be a college man. I need to make me a special doll. Bill, I make you a special doll. It's going to cost you $10,000. Your check in the mail." And he gets you that doll, that $10,000 doll, and you got that doll forever. Play with her on the way home from work. You can put her in the bathtub with you. I don't know. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in to the show. I got about a half a minute left. Thank you guys for tuning in, and join me tomorrow for another explosive show. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. And remember, stay cool, keep drinking water, especially if you're working outside. It's Frank. I'm over. I'm out. Take care, guys.
You know, from the mountain.